Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Cava. In this bulletin, hundreds of homes in Donegal are without power following thunderstorms this afternoon. Flash flooding also reported, particularly in the east of the county. The British Irish Chamber of Commerce says suggestions that residents in Northern Ireland could get dual EU and UK citizenship after Brexit is confusing matters and does not provide any solution. The European Parliament is expressing concern at EU Commission proposals to cut common agricultural policy funding by 5%, and it's emerged that some housing applicants on the housing waitlist in Donegal haven't received an offer of accommodation from the council after 10 and a half years. And later in the bulletin, PJ Lynch is here with the sports news that's coming up at around 5:15. Good evening. Hundreds of homes in Donegal are without power following thunderstorms this afternoon. The worst affected areas are Chrysla, Dunloe, Milford, Letterkenny and Convoy. It's hoped power should be restored to most households by 7 o'clock this evening. A number of homes have had their power restored already. A status orange thunder warning has been issued for 16 counties this evening, including Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim. Met Éireann issued the alert, which is valid until 10 o'clock tonight. The warning says there will be severe thunderstorm activity in the affected areas over the next few hours. Torrential downpour and lightning strikes are also likely. There have already been a number of severe thunderstorms reported in Donegal over the course of this afternoon. Flash flooding has been reported in a number of areas, particularly in the east of the county and around the Letterkenny urban area. The British Irish Chamber of Commerce says suggestions that residents in Northern Ireland could get dual EU and UK citizenship after Brexit simply confuses matters and changes nothing. The Chamber also says reported plans to create a 10-mile buffer zone along the border won't solve any problems and will just create more red tape for businesses. The Director General of the Chamber, John McGrane, says the issue of citizenship has already been dealt with.
People in Northern Ireland already have that option under the Good Friday Agreement, and we have the common travel area and the availability of EU citizenship as well as joint British citizenship is already on the table. This idea doesn't go any further than that, and it adds confusion rather than benefit to anybody involved.
The European Parliament is expressing concern at EU Commission proposals to cut common agricultural policy funding by 5%. The Commission has set out 9 objectives which it says will streamline the CAP. However, MEPs say that the cap needs to be smarter, simpler, fairer and more sustainable, in line with the Commission's pledges. Northwest MEPs Luke Flanagan and Mairead McGuinness say cuts to farm incomes will be resisted. Ms McGuinness, say Parliament Vice President, says farm incomes can't be sacrificed just because more money is needed elsewhere.
We don't accept that some of the major policy areas like cohesion and agriculture should be slashed because they're important for the regions of the European Union. And where there are new policies identified, for example, we need to spend more on migration and security issues, then we need new money. We can't rob one policy area to pay for another. So it's a very, very strong message. You know, I said in the chamber that when you say you cut payments to farmers, even if it's only 5%, remember that for cattle and sheep farmers, the payment is their income. So if you cut it, you're not just cutting a payment to them, you're cutting their income very directly.
It's emerged that the longest waiting time for social housing applicants in Donegal was experienced in the Glenties Municipal District. Figures obtained by Councillor Gerry Crawford this week show the longest waiting time was in Glenties. That was 10 and a half years. In Inishowen, the longest waiting time was 10 years. In Letterkenny, 9 years. The Donegal Municipal District, 8 years. And Stranorer, 7 and a half years. A quarter of households on the current housing waiting list have been waiting between 2 and 4 years. But Councillor Crawford says an overhaul of the system is needed.
The figures represent families. The applicants, 926 households on that waiting list, is more than 926 people, and these, you know, they're living in hope of a local authority house, and they have to be given some hope. And these figures, while they do explain that less than 2 years, people have been waiting less than 2 years, 61% of the current applications are still between 2 and 4 years, 24% waiting. So figures are not, you know, they don't give the true picture that these are actually families who have been waiting for housing for an excessive period of time. and it's just totally unacceptable.
And you're saying that the system now needs to be adjusted, and we do know that the council has said that there is a capital investment programme which will see the increase in houses and will hopefully reduce these waiting times.
There will be the capital programme, and it's well documented at the council meeting on Tuesday, and the council is moving forward. But the government has announced big delays to provide housing, social housing, and the council needs to avail of that at every opportunity, because how many of those people that have been waiting 10 years when this present construction, for whatever reason, they weren't included in all the other lets? Where is the guarantee that they're going to be included in any of the new lets? There has to be some reason. They said here that the list states specific, exceptional, unique circumstances. Well, how unique or how exceptional can your circumstances be that after 10 years you're not accommodated? It's hard to understand.
Councillor Gerry Crawford there speaking to Michaela Clark. The downward trend in the number of people awaiting admission at Letterkenny University Hospital is continuing. Just 3 people awaiting admission this morning, one of them on an emergency department trolley. That's down from 8 yesterday. Nationally, the INMO says there were 305 people awaiting inpatient beds across the country, the largest number 33 at University Hospital Limerick. Public toilets have officially opened today at Malin Head. The opening of the facility is part of a wider project to target the area. Local councillor Martin McDermott says this is just the start of a bigger project.
It's great news that the toilets are open today. This is something we've been fighting for quite a while now, and delighted today that the toilets are open to the public. Part of a big project in Malin Head with the visitor management plan, which is out to tender, which is back in today, and hopefully over the next month or 6 weeks we'll have a consultant in place. And I want to commend the Community Development Association, the Malin Head Community Centre, and all the residents and the people that have been pushing to get the facilities that we deserve at Malin Head. And you know, finally we are being recognised. We're being recognised nationally and internationally, and the visitor numbers are drastically up, and hopefully this is just the start of things to come. And you know, it's great for Neshon, it's great for Malin Head, but it's all about tourism, and it's all about bringing as many people here as we can and keeping them for as long as we can.
Meanwhile, the official opening of the Rathmullen Public Convenience Changing Room and Information Hub takes place at the pier there this evening. Local councillor Liam Blaney says it's a long time coming.
I think the first meeting was in 1999, the first public meeting in respect of public toilets and removing the old potato store that was there in Rathmullen. Look, it has taken a long time, but anybody who comes to Rathmullen and hasn't been here in 20 years will see a huge difference when you look at the car park that's there and the environmental improvement scheme that's been done in the town, and now the new toilets, which I think will add to that whole area down about the pier. And there's a lot of work still to be done about the pier itself, but you know, the people of Rathmullen have done a lot of work over the last 20 years to get today, and I'm delighted for them and for the people that's going to be using the beach and has a facility there now for both public convenience and for a shower. As well.
And the work is continuing with discussions now on the potential of a one-way system in Rathmullen itself, so the local community certainly looking at continuing that momentum.
Well, you know, as far as the one-way system is concerned, I'm not sure it's not going to be immediate, I don't think, either, because there is, I believe, a lot of funding required to get it to the standard that's required, and that funding is not available at the moment. But look, I'm quite sure the people of Rathmullen knows that we're looking at it. There is different views as to which way it should go, and I think that them views should still be teased out before we take it much further. But look, I'm delighted for the people that has done so much there, and I have to acknowledge the work done by the environment section over the last couple of years in the Rathmullen County Council as well, and providing the funding and ensuring that it is completed in time for the summer.
And that was Councillor Liam Blaney. A Donegal councillor is questioning why flood relief works in the Stranraer Municipal District are not being extended into Castlefin town itself. Councillor Gary Doherty says the publication of the recent CFRAMS report made no money available for work in the village, but at the moment there are a number of road projects being carried out on the outskirts, with flood prevention being cited as one of the main reasons for them. Councillor Doherty says in 2 instances people are questioning the necessity of the works being carried out. He's calling for more joined up thinking in the project.
Since last July, works have been ongoing at 5 different locations between Killigarden and Castlefin on the National Primary Road. At least 2 of these locations there has been significant flooding on the road, and it has been a danger to road users, so I very much welcome that funding has been allocated and work has been done in those locations. But at least 2 of those other locations, nobody from the locality can remember any flooding being on the N15 at those locations. But there's been significant works being going on since last July at these locations to strengthen the bridges underneath the National Primary Road, yet We have at least 2 points in the middle of Castlefin on the National Primary Road where properties, businesses have been flooded in the last 3 years, and in some cases twice in the last 3 years. But there's been no funding allocated to those. And it's a very perilous situation for the homeowners and for the business owners in the middle of Castlefin, because they're faced with a situation where if they're flooded again, then they'll have to shut their doors and they won't be able to remain open.
And that was Councillor Gary Doherty. Value for money ratings in the Northwest appear to be softening, according to Foyle Ireland's manager for the Wild Atlantic Way. Joan Crawford says while there has been a 7% increase in visitor numbers in the first quarter of the year, the latest visitor experience survey conducted reveals that British tourists are being affected by the euro rate. However, speaking on the 9 till noon show earlier today, Ms Crawford said, considering other parts of the country, the Northwest still offers good value in comparison.
We've had a great start to the first quarter of the year. Our visitor numbers are up 7.3%. We are seeing some softening in the value for money ratings. And how we're judging this is we carry out a visitor experience port survey at the airports and seaports as they leave the country. Now, what you would find is that Dublin is becoming very expensive in terms of accommodation. We've 70% of the traffic, international visitors, are coming in through Dublin. So we've 5,000 beds at the moment short in Dublin. But it's supply and demand, and over the next 2 years, you know, those pressures are going to be addressed. Mm-hmm. Like we've also seen, Greg, and we're very aware of it here in the Northwest, is the British holidaymakers are getting less bang for their buck with the euro gaining in strength against the sterling. Like if you look back at March 2015, you know, they were getting 140. Today's rate, we're looking at about 113, 114. But within Foyle Ireland, we see this as a great opportunity for the Wild Atlantic Way. Our main job now is to get people out of those hubs that are where there is congestion and get them out to the West Coast. We're still showing extremely good value for money on the Wild Atlantic Way north of Galway, and that's where we're concentrating.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for the bank holiday with sizzling summer specials all weekend.
It's 5:15. We say good evening to PJ Lynch.
Good evening, Donal. We'll start with soccer, and it's a busy bank holiday weekend for Finn Harps as they play two important First Division games at Finn Park. Tonight, they take on Athlone Town, and then on Monday, they welcome Longford Town to Ballybuffet. Harps manager Ollie Horgan says the only way they can stay with the other promotion hopefuls is to keep picking up points.
Yeah, I feel we need to say, you know, where we are in touch with the leading three or whatever you want to call it. You know, if we drift any further behind in the next couple of weeks, we may find it difficult to bridge that gap. If we can stay in that with whatever gap is there and keep that gap constant, with a chance. And if we can stay in it with a chance, I think, you know, we'll get the work rate and we'll get the enthusiasm going with the group. It's if you fall further behind, this will become more difficult. But we need, you know, over the weekend with two games, we need to, if you like, the likes of Tommy and Mark are back, you know, we need them back, and we need probably more that are out injured to get back in the next couple of weeks to give us a chance of staying in reach of the ones that are leading the division.
You can hear more from Harps manager Ollie Horgan in the sports section of our website highlandradio.com. In the other First Division games tonight, leaders UCD would be expected to defeat Cove Ramblers at Belfield. The big game this weekend will be the meeting of Longford Town and Galway United in the Midlands. Galway are third and 4 points ahead of Longford. Second place Drogheda could face a tricky home tie against Cabinteely, who had a surprise win over UCD last weekend. And fourth place Shelburne a tip to get the better of Wexford Youths at Tulka Park. In the Premier Division, fourth place Derry City hosts Sligo Rovers in a Northwest derby tonight. In the other games, Limerick host Bohemians, Bray Wanderers host St Patrick's Athletic. It's second against third when Watford travel to Cork City, and first place Dundalk travel to face Shamrock Rovers. Republic of Ireland defender John O'Shea says he'll always treasure the special bond with his teammates ahead of his 118th and last match for the side. He'll retire from international football after tomorrow's friendly against the USA at the Aviva Stadium. O'Shea's been reflecting on what his international career has meant to him.
Just immensely proud, because obviously the area where I'm from, down in Waterford, in Ferrybank, how proud they were as well of obviously the work they put into me, and it's like a culmination of all the coaches that you've worked with. They are obviously extra proud too, but for the family and stuff, it's a very proud moment when you get the chance to represent
obviously going through the underage scenes, but then to get a chance at senior level, that's the ultimate kid's dream. So to do that as many times as I have has been very special for me.
Striker Shane Long will miss tomorrow's game with a knee injury, but Jeff Hendrick is available after missing the defeat to France with a back injury. Local soccer, and it's the Ulster Senior League Cup final tomorrow evening at McGinn Park. Letterkenny Rovers will take on Cockhill Celtic. It's a 6 p.m. kickoff in that one. This weekend sees Comórtas Pellin na Gaeltachta take place at na Dúnamh. Tonight, at the junior opening rounds, it's St. Noel's against Gael Anada, the defending All-Ireland champion St. Noel's, that is, and Gael Anada, who are the local champions for this year. The winner of that one will face Clonmacnoil of Meath tomorrow at 3:45 in the junior quarter-final. In the senior quarter-finals, Unrhyne of Waterford, well, they take on Naoimh Columba of Donegal, who are now in the competition after Naoimh Aibeáin of Cork will not be travelling. And tomorrow evening at 7:45, Gwydor will take on Naoimh Connell, who are the senior Donegal champions. That one at 7:45. Downings, of course, as the host club, are through to the junior men's semi-finals. They will take place at 1:30 and 5:45 p.m. on Sunday. In the ladies, the Saturday on tomorrow, the senior semi-final at 2:30, it's Glenfinn will take on Mike Cullen of Galway. And another semi-final at 4 p.m, it will see Termin take on Clare Galway of Galway. The Sunday junior semi-final, it's Downings against na Gaeloga of Dublin. And the ladies intermediate final, which takes place on Sunday at 12 noon, Milford will take on Letitmode of Galway. The finals, of course, will all take place then on Monday. In the Donegal All-County League this weekend, there's one game tonight in Division 1. St Noonan's host Dunloe at 7:45. St Noonan's can go 2 points clear at the top of Division 1 as their rivals Gwydor and Naoimh Connell are both in Comórtas Pella action. Elsewhere in Division 1, Éireann Ballyshannon host Glenswilly, St Michael's travel to Kilcar and Clonmacnoil travel to face Milford. In Division 2 tomorrow, it will be a battle of first versus third, with McCool's taking on Bundoran. St Noel's, who are in second, will take on Termin. Ardra host Glenfinn, Naoimh Columba and Four Masters, and Naoimh Mud at Lower Rosses will take on Mallon. In Division 3, the leaders Killybegs will take on Buncrana. Convoy face Naoimh Ulton, Burt and Narossa, and Maville and Red Hughes, with all those games taking place tomorrow evening. In Division 4 tomorrow, it will be Robert Emmets versus Cairn Donagh, Uris and Naoimh Porrick of Muff, and Letterkenny Gaels face Naoimh Colmkilla. And in Division 5, Sean McCools will face Glenfinn. The Ulster Under 20 Football Championship quarterfinal at Healy Park this coming Sunday will see Derry take on Donegal. Donegal co-captain Jason McGee knows Derry are a good championship side.
Came across Derry in the league last year at Minors, and then come championship, then it was nearly a completely different side that played us in the leagues. Mm. It's just with their colleges and one thing and another, but they're always strong championship side.
That game, of course, will be live online at highlandradio.com with Pádraig Hilferty and Brendan Kilcoyne from 11:45 a.m. This Sunday as well sees the Ulster Senior Football Championship semi-final between Fermanagh and Monaghan. That one is taking place on Sunday at Healy Park with a 2 p.m. throw-in. Ladies GAA and the Ulster Intermediate Championship down against Tyrone is tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. The Ulster Junior Championship final sees Derry take on Antrim tomorrow evening at 7, and on Sunday at 6 p.m. it's the Ulster Senior Championship semi-final with Armagh taking on Cavan, and the winner of that one will face Donegal or Monaghan in the final. The Gaelic Players Association have criticised the delay in paying 2017 government grants to inter-county players because they've not signed up to Sport Ireland's new drug testing measures. It would see testers enabled to take blood and urine samples from players at their home addresses. In a statement, GPA CEO Seamus Hickey says it's unfathomable that Sport Ireland would see testing outside of training sessions as necessary. In golf, Graeme McDowell is the joint clubhouse leader on day two of golf's Italian Open. The former US Open champion shot a second successive round of 66 today to move to 10 under par to join Rafa Cabrera Bello at the summit of the leaderboard. Padraig Harrington's 5 under into the weekend, while Paul Dunne's at the same score with 2 holes left of his second round. Rory McIlroy is surging up the leaderboard at the Memorial in Ohio. He's 4 under through 13 holes today and now 2 under for the tournament. Shane Lowry tees off later from 1 over. In cricket, it's Northwest Premiership action tomorrow, and our cricket correspondent Eamon McLaughlin has all the details.
after a couple of weeks of cup action, it's back to league games tomorrow. Our featured game is a standout game in the Premiership between unbeaten Brigade and Donnymana, who have lost their opening two league fixtures, this game taking place at Beechgrove. Other games down for decision tomorrow see Strabane travel to Coleraine, Ardmore welcome Brady to the Bleach Green, while Fox Lodge travel to the Village to take on Eglinton. In the T20 tomorrow, St Johnson have a doubleheader, home to Ballyspallin and then home to Glendermot.
In tennis, former champion Novak Djokovic is into the French Open tennis last 16. He battled through a four-hour-long match with Spain's Roberto Bautista Agut, winning 6-4, 6-7, 7-6, 6-2 at Roland Garros. The 12-time Grand Slam title holder will play another Spaniard, Fernando Verdasco, in the fourth round. This weekend sees the Irish Schools Track and Field Championships in Tullamore. They are on tomorrow. And then on Sunday at Finn Valley, it's the Northern Ireland and Ulster Children's Games and Track and Field Relays. And finally, in Irish American Football League One there at Sunday, the 3rd of June. That's this Sunday at Limavady with the 2 p.m. start. It's the Craigavon Cowboys taking on the Donegal Derry Vipers. That's all your sports news this evening. Your next sports show here tomorrow will be at 2 p.m. for Saturday Sport, but for now it's back to Donal.
Thanks, PJ. As PJ said there, the Comorthos Pillar and the Gotha is taking place this weekend in Downings, and in conjunction with that event, Gardaí have launched a road safety campaign in the area. In conjunction with the Donegal Road Safety Working Group, they're urging those travelling in the area for the weekend to drive with care. A traffic plan is in place and road safety awareness signs is being erected on access roads. Indeed, bank holiday traffic all over Donegal. People are being asked to allow extra time for journeys and to take care on the roads, and those warnings being heightened even more after the thunderstorms and heavy rain of earlier today. Superintendent David Kelly of the Milford District says the message to motorists is simple.
This is a very big event on the GAA calendar, which, like, is the All-Ireland Club Championships for the Gaeltacht champions from each county, and they're coming to Donegal this weekend, hosted by the Downings GAA Club. And in tandem with that, to assist, if you like, in the smooth running of the event from a traffic point of view, we're working with the local club and have established, if you like, a traffic plan for the event. But we're also asking, if you like, people that are attending the event either, or even in the area of Downings over the bank holiday weekend, be they pedestrians, cyclists, motorcyclists, or drivers of cars, etc., that they are very conscious of the increased, if you like, road traffic down there, and to be cognizant of driving within the speed limit, wearing seat belts, not to drink and drive, that sort of thing.
Agusinish on Nocht, Alev Eg Colum Ferreter.
Shewer Mahas a Colum Ferreter and Shalin a Prevskelti. Tafwal Chakarta a Connor Nigiliga, Reva Harty Fishrahan and Commission Coeninus a Dogger, Gur Harry and Run Fobble o Hui Nadulgus a Coeninus a Viatu, Narakaru Jerilish and Scam Sparan Tarakta Leafa, Blian Gulayho Hin. Leary and Fishrahan Gur Hip Erin Run Masonert Chonacher Coeninus a Yenu, Grieve a Harryan Scamina Coeninus. Na runya fein. Tasha Fogriha ig Faris Nigeliga gome art was a sheik hamp a Saudi a Raktal or Fud Fadanullan Lilin and Tauri. Tori skem the gampi Saudi Yavidis a heart jeg a Fogriu nis Luha and Liana and Jesh Dalini ejer a tree Vionadish who goes art me on a jeg Frasteller MXT Sports Dramier Dous Agus Aralia Comaila Torres Agus Cadu Jontas nis Luha. The art was a shake hamper exul in Liana. Turish Hul Kaihirna Ward Uterus Nigelta to Anani Gallagher. Turish Farber Ha Park Gro Gidor Turnona in Ye. Major Lesson Turish Jerry Lesson Uterus Three Kid Past Brescia a Krohu Safark Mar Avi Omluche a Task Force a Tree Lianahan in Yedon Colocked Largo Foods Lahersaku Tanir Husker Adrigius the Kalyunch the Kodge Kid Gulai Post. Current Husla crave Comortus Pell Nigeltitus Naduna Venu, Befernia on the Canty Gelter to Eric Hart Erin Cheers and Omiot, a Rehan Jerry Shartinia August Bay Nahamahori Igbunch Usage as Ashina Ura, the Kudjan Club Achul Park Pella Ursan Arav, Tafolar of Togha, the Homaniha of. On Corlea Hyundai, Leve Foyhilia Hart Ernadunov, Margallar, Avedu, Erthract, Sakantar, Erehan Jerus Shaktinia. Sin mo chod se eligolier, slan agus banner.
Tullam agus column. Weather forecast, warm and humid with some heavy thundery showers and some flooding, but some hazy sunshine at times as well. Some hill and coastal fog patches. Also, top temperatures 18 to 21 degrees Celsius, warmest inland. Showers will die out tonight, leaving clear skies with some mist and fog inland. Close tonight with lows of 12 to 14 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, Saturday, again warm with hazy sunshine. Some scattered showers in the morning. In the afternoon, heavy and thundery showers will develop, continuing into tomorrow evening. Highest temperatures tomorrow 18 to 22 degrees Celsius. Winds staying mainly light and variable. Looking at the closing headlines. And hundreds of homes in Donegal have been without power for a time today following thunderstorms earlier. The worst affected areas, Creasla, Dunloe, Milford, Letterkenny and Convoy. It's hoped power should be restored to most areas by 7 this evening. A number of homes have had their power restored already. A status orange thunder warning already issued for 16 counties, including Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim. Some heavy thunderstorms in Donegal already today. Torrential downpours and some flash flooding reporting in a number of areas. The British Irish Chamber of Commerce says suggestions that residents in Northern Ireland could get dual EU and UK citizenship after Brexit is simply confusing matters and is not resolving anything. The Chamber also says reported plans to create a 10-mile buffer zone along the border won't solve anything and actually create more red tape for businesses. And we're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 1st of June. The death has occurred of Mary Porter, Ballinlough, Drumfries, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 12:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill for Mass at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St Columbkill Village, Clia Clonmany, care of any family member or McFeely Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Brady McCrory, née McGuinness, 151 Ballycommon Estate, Strabane. Her remains will repose at her home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 20 to 12 for Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 12:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Tommy Doherty, 311 Ballycommon Estate, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 20 to 10 for Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Dominic Figgs Hegarty, 68 Woodend Road, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Rheumatoid Arthritis, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Eileen McGinley, Main Street, Falkara. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Finian's Church, Falkara, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. And the death has taken place of Charlie Sweeney, Knockestoller, Bunbeg. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral tomorrow afternoon in St Mary's Chapel, Derrybeg at 2 o'clock with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9. House private, please, from after the rosary until 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Godore Day Centre, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director.